Argument. Laurentius, having asked Augustine to furnish him with a handbook of Christian doctrine, containing in brief compass answers to several questions which he had proposed, Augustine shows him that these questions can be fully answered by anyone who knows the proper objects of faith, hope, and love. He then proceeds in the first part of the work, chapters 9 through 113, to expound the objects of faith, taking as his text the Apostles' Creed. And in the course of this exposition, besides refuting diverse heresies, he throws out many observations on the conduct of life. The second part of the work, chapters 114 through 115, treats of the objects of hope and consists of a very brief exposition of the several petitions in the Lord's Prayer. The third and concluding part, chapters 117 through 122, treats of the objects of love, showing the preeminence of this grace in the gospel system, that it is the end of the commandment and the fulfilling of the law, and that God Himself is love. Chapter 1. The author desires the gift of true wisdom for Laurentius. I cannot express, my beloved son Laurentius, the delight with which I witness your progress in knowledge, and the earnest desire I have that you should be a wise man, not one of those of whom it is said, "Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?" But one of those of whom it is said, "The multitude of the wise is the welfare of the world," and such as the apostle wishes those to become, whom he tells, "I would have you wise unto that which is good, and simple concerning evil." Now, just as no one can exist of himself, so no one can be wise of himself, but only by the enlightening influence of him of whom it is written, "All wisdom cometh from the Lord." Chapter 2. The Fear of God is Man's True Wisdom. The true wisdom of man is piety. You find this in the book of Holy Job. For we read there that wisdom itself has said to man, "Behold the fear of the Lord, pietas, that is wisdom." If you ask further what is meant in that place by pietas, the Greek calls it more definitively theoseveia, that is, the worship of God. The Greeks sometimes call piety ephseveia, which signifies right worship, though this, of course, refers specially to the worship of God. But when we are defining in what man's true wisdom consists, the most convenient word to use is that which distinctly expresses the fear of God. And can you, who are anxious that I should treat of great matters in few words, wish for a briefer form of expression? Or perhaps you are anxious that this expression should itself be briefly explained, and that I should unfold in a short discourse the proper mode of worshiping God? Chapter 3. God is to be worshipped through faith, hope, and love. Now, if I should answer that God is to be worshipped with faith, hope, and love, you will at once say that this answer is too brief, and will ask me briefly to unfold the objects of each of these three graces, namely, what are we to believe, what are we to hope for, and what are we to love? And when I have done this, you will have an answer to all the questions you asked in your letter. If you have kept a copy of your letter, you can easily turn it up and read it over again. If you have not, you will have no difficulty in recalling it when I refresh your memory.